Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we explained, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the physical body is created from the earth, and the nourishment and the vitamins for this physical body is found from the earth. So whatever comes from the earth, for example the crops, the grain, the fruit, the vegetables, etc., this forms the nourishment for the physical body, because the physical body is from the earth. Allah Ta'ala has made the ruh from the heavens. So the nourishment for the ruh comes from the heavens. So that nourishment doesn't come from the earth, but it comes from the heavens. So this is what we are doing currently, is that vitamins and that nourishment and that energy that Allah Ta'ala has kept for the soul. Very often this is something that is neglected. A person who look after his physical body, he'll get it checked, and he's meticulous. His fat levels must be at a certain reading, his oxygen levels must be at a certain reading, his sugar levels must be at a certain reading, cholesterol levels at a certain kili. He's very, very meticulous. Very often we forget to see what is the reading. This is something that we can't pick up. The people that are pious, those that have threaded this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those that have mastered this, they are able to pick out. That is why we should be keeping ta'alluq with such people, that by speaking to them, talking to them, relating with them, they will be able to tell us that this is what we need to increase, this is what we need to decrease, this is what we need to be careful out. So from some signs, they'll be able to tell us that this is what is the level. So sometimes that spiritual body is crying out for help, is crying out for assistance, it's starving. And this is where the Western world and the material world can't realize that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that there is food, there is nourishment, there is happiness also for the internal, for the inside, for the ruh. But that Allah Ta'ala, Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub, Allah Ta'ala says haqqan, Allah Ta'ala is giving us a recipe that only in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies the contentment of the heart. You can try whatever you want in terms of external entertainment, but the contentment of the heart, Allah Ta'ala has only left it in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continuing with this, when we are listening to the different azkar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, then we should think of it like different vitamins, different energy capsules that we have been given. So we should try and take advantage. Just a simple understanding. I read my dua upon awakening, that is now a vitamin for my ruh. I started the day with wudu, with miswak. I read my tahajjud salat. Those are good vitamins for the body, like how a person starts his day with a good breakfast. He must have eggs, and he must have jungle oats, and he must have some fruit. So like that, a person starting his day like this with his tahajjud salat, tilawat of Quran, dhikr, he's starting his day with a very good source of vitamins for the ruh. And he's there for his fajr salah, he's coming into the masjid, he's making the dhikr, leaving the home, he's leaving with the dhikr of leaving the home. Like that, a person is leaving the masjid also now with the du'as, person entering the toilet, leaving the toilet at the time of salah. All these azkar are different vitamins for the ruh. If we want ourselves to become happy, Allah Ta'ala has shown us the prescription. And one of the prescriptions is, this is the prescription, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explain that part of this is to stay away from those things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu qal, جاء عربي إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال علمني كلاما أقوله قال قل لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله رب العالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العزيز الحكيم قال فهؤلاء لربي فما لي قال قل اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني واهدني وارزقني رواه مسلم. As Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu narrates that a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said, teach me some words which I could say. Sahaba would get very happy when a Bedouin would come to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam something. And the reason they would get happy is those Bedouins, when they would ask, they were very free in the style that they asked. In other words, they didn't have that level of refinement. So when they would come, whatever they needed to ask, they would ask. And sometimes the questions would be very blunt also, in the way, in the mannerism they asked. They didn't intend any harm, but it was their style. They were villagers, they were coming from the Bedouin areas. So Sahaba say, we will get happy because sometimes things we couldn't ask, they would be able to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the answer he would give, we would also benefit. So this Bedouin came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, teach me some words which I could say. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him these words. He said, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ Say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ كَبِيرًا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a very, very comprehensive dhikr to make. The translation is, say there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and has no partner. Allah ta'ala is the greatest. Abundant praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah ta'ala, the sustainer of the worlds. There is no power and might except would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the almighty, the all-wise. So this Bedouin, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this very, very comprehensive, beautiful dhikr, so this Bedouin replied to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, these words are for my sustainer. In other words, these words are for the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's there for me? In other words, where I can get some benefit. So he wanted some dhikr or some dua that is directly benefiting him. In other words, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him. So this is what he wanted. And he asked it straight, direct to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these words are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extolling the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What about something for me? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this dua. Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni. Very beautiful dua. Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni. In our nafil namazes, if you remember, and we can, then between the two sajdas, this is also the recommended dua to read. Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni. That, O Allah, forgive me, be merciful to me, O Allah, guide me, and provide me with sustenance. O Allah, forgive me, be merciful to me, guide me and provide me with sustenance. Allahumma ghfir li, warhamni, wahdini, warzuqni. This hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we're going, we'll see there are more and more du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's very nice to try and learn the simple ones, the easy ones, and try and implement it. As we are going, as far as our day-to-day activities are concerned, we'll find that we'll be making a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by reading the masnoon du'as, the du'as that are prescribed on the different occasions. And one easy way to do it is to try and write it down if we can and stick it somewhere. So for example, du'a when entering the house, at the door area, we stick it. So when we're entering the house, we got the du'a there. Du'a when leaving the house, we got it there. Du'a before meals, du'a after meals, wherever we eat, we put it there. Before du'a before entering the toilet, obviously it mustn't be inside the toilet, it must be outside the toilet. Du'a when leaving the toilet. So already we got these du'as. And we find that when a person is, for example, wearing his clothes or wearing his shoes, so he keeps it a place, for example, inside the cupboard, not outside the cupboard, inside the cupboard. So when he opens the cupboard to take out the clothes, he got the du'as for wearing clothes. So like that, it makes it very easy when a person is doing the different activities as far as his day is concerned. He learns these du'as. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.